That's what's happening on the farm right now. Our farming community taking care of business. Harvest well underway in some areas. A bit behind from maybe where they were last time this year. But Nick Cornea farms near Drinkwater, about 40 minutes away from us. South of Belle Plaine. How are you doing this morning, Nick?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good today. How are you today, Greg?
I'm well. What's life been like typically hour-wise for you lately?
Well, between combining and doing some straw bales in the evenings and nighttime and getting up early to get trucks unloaded and all that kind of stuff, get combines greased and blown off, she's been a busy one.
I bet it is. How is this year's harvest shaping up compared to previous years?
Not terrible in our region. For not having a whole lot of rain like we did this year, it's actually some of our yields are pretty surprising. So told the kids we don't have imaginary Christmas just yet. We still got to get our canola off.
What crops are you harvesting right now, and how are the yields?
So we did our red and green lentils, and they were pretty good. Lentils, they like their heat and their stress and everything. So this is a good year for them. A neighbor used to always say lentils only need water twice in their life, once right after you plant them and then once before you put them in the pot. So they were pretty good. The wheat was hit and miss. Some fields were really good. Some were kind of meh. Hearing lots of good yields all different places, and then some places where, you know, 3 bushel an acre, their chem following them, their crop insurance is in their territory kind of thing. But yeah, for us, we've been pretty good. I can't totally complain about it, but it's been good.
Good to hear. And have you faced any major challenges during this harvest the last few weeks?
It's been running fairly smooth. Haven't had any major breakdowns in that. The odd oil leak on a tractor, stuff like that. Had a couple neighbors. We had 2 days in a row that one neighbor's combine burnt and then another neighbor's combine burnt, all within basically 24 hours of each other. Depressing and kind of a reminder to, you know, do your due diligence. And I mean, they all, like, they blow their combines off like everyone else, and it's just, yeah, things can happen. But community rallied together for both of them, and some guys went and helped them combine and not keep them caught up. Yeah, it's just good to see the community working hard and getting it in the bin.
That is a good story. Yeah. Nick Cornea farming, a crop report from the combine. Are you seeing any trends or changes in how harvest is being done in your area at all?
No, yeah, Everything's kind of the same this year. Guys are running their combines early in the morning to late at night. And there's a new demo or a prototype combine up north of Moose Jaw that people see once in a while on the highway there, a Nexact or whatever. It's pretty cool. 3-in-1 system that's getting put to the test up north. So not on my farm yet. No, she's still in prototype scenario.
Well, it does seem the harvest is a bit behind from what it is or what it was last year. Is that the case for you?
No, we're about 2/3 done. We've got maybe 1,700 acres or so of canola left. We just finished our durum wheat yesterday. So, yeah, I think everyone's kind of progressing favorably in our area. Obviously, you go to the southwest corner and that's the... they're a little faster, and you go up north, guys are just starting to get rolling. I've got relatives up north that starting to swath their canola and get that stuff ready to go, but not much else going on.
So how are commodity prices affecting the outlook this year on the farm?
They're not the best. We've seen better, that's for sure, and we're hoping for that arrow on the chart to go
the other way.
Set it down. Yeah.
Well, Nick, you're busy on the farm. I appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning. What's your go-to harvest music playlist?
Depends on the day. If it's a frustrating day, we're going 90s bangers. Blink 182 to Alice in Chains to, you know, maybe in a little Metallica on there. Laid back day, throw on the country's greatest hits, you know, little Brooks and Dunn or some King George, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not just one fell swoop for me. I'm a man of many music.
You're a universal music lover, I can tell. And what's your go-to snacks that got to be next to you?
Oh, Crispers. Dill really? Pickle Crispers. They're baked, not fried.
Well, if they're listening, maybe they'll send you a few boxes now.
I would get a Crisper tattooed on me just so I could have free Crispers for the rest of my life.
Well, I hope that dream comes true, Nick. Nick Cornea, thanks for checking in, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks, bye-bye. Greg.
See you. Yesterday, I picked up my youngest going to grade 10 in high school. You know, it was like the first day I always have to pick up and find out how it was. And it seemed to be a pretty decent day, you know, friends in classes, happy about that. Good teachers, happy about that. Teenager, though, you don't get a heck of a lot of information. But joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. I did notice this when I was driving to the high school. As I was entering the school zone, there was the radar trap set up.
Yep.
They didn't get me, Kevin. I was sticking to the rules.
Well, good on you.
But I've never seen as many high school students driving out of that high school parking lot. Normally they rip out of there.
Yeah.
The lead noticed and they just silently, quietly sailed by. But radar will be out today again. It's a good reminder.
Yeah, I can remember going out with police a number of years ago. It was probably about 10 years ago now. I'm thinking it was just a couple of years. It was probably about 10 years ago they did radar in a playground or school zone. And it didn't take them long to catch drivers, let me tell you. It was minutes, I think, before they caught drivers. And they caught a few. And I wasn't with them for very long. And there are a lot of vehicles that pulled over and got tickets. So
yeah. And in the school zone, you can't make a U-turn. And that's what I see. I challenge anyone. If you're in a school zone and you take 15, 20 minutes to watch, you'll see someone pull a U-turn. That is illegal. And yeah, if you're caught going 50 in the 30 zone, that's a $310 ticket and 3 demerit points off your license. So
yeah,
good reminder. Okay, I wanted to get your opinion, Kevin, because I respect your opinion. You know that. Every day I ask Kevin Martell something, I glean a little nugget of information. But I need a little of your football knowledge here to see if it agrees or disagrees with Jamie Nye or I, because Jamie is asking head coach Mays to end the speculation and debate and do it today, if need be, which I think it has to be done about Brett Lawther. You know, he missed one on the weekend. Didn't cost us the game, although you would point out it may have.
Well, remember, the score, if I'm not mistaken, was at 1.32-30 for the Rough Riders. And naturally, I think, well, if Winnipeg hits a field goal and wins it, there's the difference, right? Mm-hmm. They would have won 33-32. Obviously, it didn't play out that way. But that missed a point after could have cost us the game.
Well, and Jamie Nye is asking for the coach to say, hey, Brett's my kicker or Campbell Fair is our new guy? And I think he's got to say it today because, you know, it's been at least 3 games now there has been an error by Brett. And I think the first one, the coach has got to pat you on the back, say, oh, tough, we'll get it back next game. Second game, okay, you good? You okay? Third game, it's happening here. Then I think you've got to be saying, okay, this is now a pattern, perhaps a problem. It's time to bring Campbell Fair in, I think. And I want Brett on the practice roster. I'm not saying he won't come back. Heck, he could come back feeling, you know, after watching and sitting back and save us somewhere down the road on his foot, too. It could happen.
I just think
you need to make the decision today, Kevin.
I think the leash is very short with him. I think they stick with him. But if he shows any sign of struggle in the near future,
so you say I
think Fair is coming in. Yeah. Well, it's very easy to, you know, to criticize a kicker because it's very in the moment, right? Did he miss it or did he make it? And, you know, other players on the field will certainly miss it, their assignments. Not a whole lot of attention may be paid to them because maybe it's harder to see among all the other action that's going on. So it's very easy to focus on one thing, right?
Okay. Well, I say do it today, Coach Kevin Martell, I think you're saying give him another game.
Yeah.
In Winnipeg.
Yeah.
You little softy, you. Dave Phillips is coming up again here this morning. He gave us a bit of a preview of what's to come for September, October. It sounds like he thinks it's going to be a little milder and warmer than normal yet.
Yeah. And as we say that this morning, as I think for the first time I've put on the sweater, is it really fall now? Is that? I know the calendar wouldn't say so, but it's, come on, it's
3 weeks sweater, away. Yeah,
sweater weather. Right now?
And Kevin Martell, have you moved your autumn color palette from the back of the closet to the front already?
I'm certainly considering it very heartily now, Greg.
Is that a plaid shirt you're wearing? Take that jacket off there. Is that a plaid? Well, but you probably aren't alone. There are others probably considering it as well too. Hey, really quick, urgent care center is our topic today.
Yeah, they are. So Minister Cockrell just made new comments in Saskatoon saying other urgent care centers like Regina's will not operate 24/7 as was originally promised. He figures that, you know, obviously we've been talking about Regina having to reduce its hours here because of doctor availability. They feel that it's better to operate these facilities, more of them, during the daytime hours and actually have the proper staff.
Okay, more with Kevin coming up on that. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJMA Newsroom at 6:58.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the tide? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the tide?
Well, day one out of the way. Let's head back to school. Day two, Mayor Chapashinsky, I noticed, started yesterday off, dropping his kids off, sharing it on social media.
Hey, everyone. Happy first day of school. I just dropped off my kids at school. Very excited. Want to give a huge shout out to all the teachers, educational assistants, administrative staff, everybody that keeps our kids safe at school and makes the first day so special. Also, want to make sure everybody remembers to be safe in school zones, 30 kilometers an hour. Be safe, keep our kids safe. Have a great first day.
Yeah, the mayor, along with the police, reminding everyone that U-turns are not allowed in school zones. And those cones for no stopping in areas are there for a reason, for buses. Police were out yesterday in school zones with the radar guns, and they catch you going 50 to 30. Well, that's $310 ticket right there and 3 points off your license as well. And just a reminder, kids are pretty excited this time of the year and not paying attention as much as they are normally in school zones. So slower down. Police will be out again today. I did notice it where I went to pick up my daughter at her high school yesterday. They were out there with a radar gun after school. Hey, if you're rolling out of the sack this morning, maybe you got a coffee in hand. You might be skipping six other important steps, though, to a good morning routine that perhaps you want to consider starting out with here. According to longevity experts, they came up with a 7-step routine that can help you live to 100. I don't know if I want to live to 100, but number one, and I've heard this before, drink a glass of water as soon as you get up. Hydrating right away sets up your day. It helps you digest easier, supports your metabolism, eliminates toxins. And then eat a nutrient-dense breakfast. Things like yogurt, oatmeal, berries, nuts are great choices. You need fiber and protein, but not too much meat. Stretch your body. You don't necessarily need a grueling workout. Even just stretching or taking a brisk walk can do wonders. And they suggest activating your nervous system. This is something I had to Google. I had to Google it. Somatic body tapping is what you Google. Somatic body tapping. It's basically where you tap your body with your fingers for a few minutes to wake your nervous system up. Experts also suggest practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes in the morning to meditate or do some deep breathing. It can help lower your baseline stress level that starts your day. And set intentions. Take a minute now to think about what you want to accomplish today. It can help you focus, make you a little more productive. And then lastly, enjoy that morning coffee. More and more research shows it's actually good for us. In fact, a study in November found it helps promote good bacteria in your gut. If you don't want the caffeine, even decaf works. So there you have it from the experts. Pretty easy start to your day. 6 steps to a better day. Hey, I was watching this on Disney Plus because they have National Geographic documentaries on there too. It's a new docuseries called Limitless, Live Better Now, and it follows Chris Hemsworth and his mission to help our brains get sharper and how to fight cognitive decline.
I'm diving headfirst into cutting-edge science.
Here we go.
To uncover 3 powerful secrets to living better right now.
It's a cool series, I have to admit. He explores how to combat aging, chronic pain, declining memory. And in this one challenge, he goes backstage to join singer Ed Sheeran to learn how to play the drums to improve his memory, his cognitive function, if you will, and facing the fear of failure in front of tens of thousands of people.
You go really fun, and you try drums.
Fun for who exactly?
It won't be fun for your family when you're practicing at home. So you would just learn the 2, 3, and then you hit on the 1.
1, 2.
And then try and hit on the 1 and the 3 with the kick.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No, yeah, so 1 and 3, and then on the 2 and the 4.
Oh, God.
So that's Ed Sheeran teaching Chris Hemsworth how to play the drums, the challenge to perform live in one of his concerts.
How's it gone? You ready?
How's it gone? We need a singer. Yeah. We need a singer.
You good?
Yeah, and I won't spoil it for you. Hemsworth also goes on a big climb, like a 600-foot dam in the Swiss Alps to fight his fear.
No, I can overcome my fear, my overthinking. If I narrow my focus.
Even learning what's called exposure therapy that can actually enhance your mental and physical well-being.
What benefits are there?
Right.
When we face the things that scare us most.
Ah! Chris Hemsworth in this National Geographic special called Limitless Live Better Now is on Disney Plus. But I point it out to you because, quite honestly, there's some very basics in there as we grow older to be wise of and be very in tune with. And one thing that Hemsworth really is helping to promote in this, too, is that he's doing it with others. And the social connection that you need as you grow older is vitally important, too. But a cool series. Again, it's called Limitless Live Better. It's on Disney Plus right now.
But there ain't any use pretending. It could happen to us any day. How long has this been going
on? How much longer can it go on? Can Coach Corey Mace go with Brett Lawther before he makes the decision to go with Campbell Fair? I say make the decision today. Put Brett on the practice roster. It's time to make a change. Joining me now, Evan Bray of the Evan Bray Show. What would you do, Coach?
I'm going to agree with you, Greg. I'm going to agree with you. I think it is time. Let's see Campbell Fair in Winnipeg on Saturday.
Okay. There. We agree on something.
And I know I heard Jamie and Locker talking about it yesterday afternoon. You know, what happens is, and we fall victim to this all the time in Saskatchewan, is we get to know the players. So we all like Brett Lawther. He's a great guy. He just became a new dad. So there's that sympathy factor. But at the end of the day, it's about a football game. He's clearly in a slump. It's time.
But and you're right. There is there has been a little sympathy factor, and he is a great guy, and he just became a dad. And behind the scenes, we don't know what's going on. But still, it's a coach's decision. It comes down to, you know, it can't be because of the type of person they are, like what's happening on the field, I think. So that's our take. Okay, look, back to school yesterday. I got my photo. I have one the first day of school of both my kids every day. And their clothing looks like it's improving here. As my daughter, now 15, that's what I really notice is,
but Greg,
our looks.
Don't you think, and I think back to even when my kids were going to school, they had much more say over what they wore to school than I feel like we did as kids. I look back at some of those school pictures from the years from my elementary school days, and I want to every year say, Mom, what were you doing? Why did you dress me in this?
Yeah. And we do the same. I grew up with two older brothers, and we often, you know, those little sleep masks you wear? My mom would wear one of those. I think she dressed us while still wearing it in the morning when we were kids. And yeah, we had no say either. My brothers and I, we would get pictures taken wearing the same Siwash sweaters.
We'd
be sent to school in the same
match.
It's humiliating.
Parents, why do they do this? I remember I've got a picture, I think it's grade 3, where I'm wearing like a button-up Western shirt with a bolo tie. I said, Mom, I wasn't a cowboy then. I'm not a cowboy now. Why did you dress? Well, you look so cute in that.
Yes. All right. Hey, you got the Minister of Health coming on your show today.
I do. Minister Jeremy Cockerell will join me in studio today, and we'll talk about, we know the Urgent Care Center, of course, in Regina has been open for some time. Many people were waiting for it to go 24/7. Now we're hearing the province has basically pivoted away from that, and what they're trying to do is replicate the Urgent Care Center in other communities, because although it's been open on limited hours, it has taken away a lot of the pressure from emergency wards, and so they're wanting to see that happen in other spots in the province before they go to this 24/7 model.
And I do see on your show you're also going to be talking about dress codes, regarding school. I don't know that we need dress codes going back to school, but
that's part of the whole what you're wearing to school conversation is combination of what you were dressed in as a kid and nowadays, there's a lot of people that feel like it's gone too, the pendulum has swung too far and kids are wearing things that are not appropriate for school. I'm sure you've had discussions with your daughter about what is appropriate and not appropriate to wear to school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, there are some codes I think that schools have. Some people think they go too far. I don't know, but I've never had a problem, so I can't relate to it yet. But perhaps I'll be enlightened. As I have been in recent days on the Evan Bray Show, that song yesterday about Saskatchewan. Well, that was interesting. But anyhow, Evan, thank you so much. We'll see you back here at 8:30.
Awesome. Thanks, Greg.